is 28 Days to Positivity by Gail Strauss. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to day 16. Okay, today, let's talk about tips to stay positive around negative people. Tricky, I know, especially if you are living with a permanent negative person. Changing your environment is great, but that is not always possible. You can't control the things that happen to you much of the time, but you certainly can't control how other people act. The only thing you can control is your response, and this response matters. You can respond to the same event with anxiety or anger, or you can respond with peace and calmness. The first thing is, don't take it personally. The other person is probably just having a bad day. Stay neutral. Don't buy into their emotions. Or even better, change the subject or walk away. Focus on yourself rather than the other person. The only power you have is to change yourself. You can never change someone else. You can control how you act, how you react, and what you focus on. Reverse your reaction. Be positive. Be the opposite. Sometimes the other person may mirror you and give them a little hope in their situation. This might seem difficult at first, and you may never fully accomplish it, but practicing gratitude and appreciation in challenging times can help. The idea is that you can be thankful for the opportunity to practice positive thinking by being surrounded by these negative people or situations. Obviously, that is not something you want to have to do all the time. A couple of ideas being around negative people would be, you could imagine a bubble around yourself, or covered in feathers like a duck, or any imagery that makes you feel protected. Create a feeling of calmness. Create 60 seconds of meditation. Before you know it, you will be stable enough to handle whatever is happening around you. Then you don't have to hide from negative people, as you know you can be stable in yourself. Trust your inner self. You have to be selfish. Know when you are out of balance. It is important for you to change whatever you can with your thoughts and reactions at the first indication of negative emotions arising in yourself. It is certainly possible to withstand negative emotions for long periods of time, but it is not the optimal experience for the cells of your physical body. You have to care more about the way you feel at all times. We will touch base again tomorrow. Love to all, Gail.